Welcome to Top Shelf at the Merrick Library with your host, Carol Ann Tack. Welcome to Top Shelf at Merrick Library. Happy, happy holidays. I am your host, Carol Ann Tack. Thank you all for joining me. Tis the season where some of us put together our favorite lists of the year. And that can be music, books, movies, and etc. You guys are doing it yourselves at home. I know you are. And the past 2 years have been hard. And trying to get your reading groove back has proved to be quite a challenge, at least it has been for me, which is why Top Shelf is here to try and bring you guys books you may have missed, books we think you'll enjoy. And since I cannot read all the books today, I am so grateful because I have a very, very special guest to help all of us with some of our favorites from 2021. And that person is none other than Leslie Zemeckis. Leslie Zemeckis, thank you so much for joining us here, the patrons and the listeners of Top Shelf at Merrick Library podcast. We're thrilled to have you.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction.
So I'm about to tell listeners all about the fabulousness that you are. Leslie Zemeckis is a best-selling author. She's an historian. She's an actress. She's an award-winning documentarian, and she is the founder of the program Stories Matter. And I love that she's doing this because it's a program of female storytellers mentoring the next generation of female storytellers. She's doing that in partnership with the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. And I was totally hooked when I read about that project. It's called Stories Matter. So you guys should check that out. In 2022, Leslie Zemeckis, our guest today, will be awarded the Ellis Island Medal of Honor for sharing and preserving stories of women who were once marginalized and stigmatized, but are now celebrated. I just got the chills as I said that. So again, Leslie, thank you so much for joining me. I am thrilled that you're here. You're such a big reader. You have a monthly column in the Montecito Journal where you recommend books, and your Instagram feed is one of the best out there. I love what you do, beautiful things, and you promote books. If you would, tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've enjoyed this year, anything you want to share with our listeners.
Yeah. I mean, I've read some really amazing books. And I think in this, you know, I've always been a reader, but I think in this time for me, and, you know, some people want really light books, really romance and all that during these past two horrible years. I want more of what I am drawn to is really emotional books that they could be thrillers, but they just grab your heart. So my top ones, and I have 10, but I probably have like 50. Yeah.
I mean, we can't help it. We're readers. So it's really hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But I really had to go with the ones that was just like, I was hooked from the beginning pages. You know, sometimes it's a slow warm up into a book, but one of the really beautiful books I read was We Begin at the End by Chris Whitaker. Oh, God, wasn't that amazing?
Amazing. And I was lucky enough to host him on the podcast and then in person for a book discussion. Aside from the book being just a heart stopper, he's a lovely, lovely human being.
Yeah. I mean, that was really such a great book. And I was just, you know, hooked by 13-year-old Duchess, who's really rebellious and is so hurt. And everybody in that is so hurt, but tries to come together. And I know, you know, I don't want people who are listening thinking, oh my God, I don't want to go there. Life's so hard. But it's really, I mean, I want my drama in my books. I don't want it in my life. Right. So I like living through these things. And it's people really, for the most part, trying to be better. And a lot of these books, when you go through all the motion, it's the hope at the end of it. So that's one that absolutely hooked me. And this is in no particular order. I just have a huge piece of paper. Another one was Yellow Wife by Sadika Johnson. Whoa, was that a point of view of an enslaved woman? She had a very strong position and she was taken from that. And what an interesting relationship she had, and that she had to create with the man that he, who enslaved her and then impregnated her. And then she has a family, and all built on a true story. I think it's a point of view that we haven't heard. I haven't read about. Right. So that really kind of floored me.
And she writes that story so compellingly and makes it this page turner that you don't expect going in. So I totally
agree
with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what? Then, you know, of course, I have to look it up. I'm like, what? This place was real? What? You know, it's just,
that's another thing I love about you, Leslie, is that you do the deep dive just like many readers do. Like you said, when you looked it up where the prison was in Yellowknife, I did the same exact thing.
Yeah. I mean, you just go, wow. Okay. Back to another thriller is Where the Truth Lies with Anna Bailey. Whew. Another one from the get-go. It's just so very emotional about a bunch of outsiders, a girl whose best friend has disappeared. She kind of feels a little guilt because she was there. And a town with just loaded with secrets and darkness. Holy smokes. I mean, you know, that one just kind of drains you, but in such a great way. And she is her prose is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she definitely has the magic going on in that book in the best sense. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Listeners, just so everybody knows, all of these titles that Leslie Zemeckis is recommending will be in the podcast page for this episode. So I promise, as you're scribbling notes while we talk, you're not going to miss any of these.
Okay, here's one that was so funny and so honest that as a writer, you're like, whoa, I'm not sure I could write like this. It is Sometimes I Trip on How Happy We Could Be by Nicole Perkins. It's a memoir of a Black woman in the South and all the role models that she grew up with, including things like the TV show Frasier. There's so much sex in this, really honest, open section. I mean, it's really, as a writer to read, you go, wow. As a memoir, as just a reader, it's absolutely beautiful. She really ties in how pop culture was so important in her life, but how a lot of it was white pop culture. There was nothing else, but she really kind of does a deep dive into that. And it's really funny. She's really a lovely writer.
Okay. That is now on my TBR list because I missed it. So I'm glad you're mentioning it. That's going right to the top of my list now.
I mean, you just cannot read everything that there is as much as you try, right?
Yes.
And yeah, that's it's why like, oh, doing- no, somebody yeah. else told me about another good book. Oh, no. Oh, here's another thriller. Dark Things I Adore. That was another one from the beginning pages. I just was like, whew. It's by Katie Lattari. I'm not sure if I was saying it right. Lattari. It's dark in the best kind of way. It's revenge and vengeful. It takes place in two different times. I think 1988 and then 30 years later, 2018. Again, somebody goes missing, somebody's dead. And then a girl arrives in 2018 and she's trying to investigate it because it has to do with her life. But all of these thrillers, and this is one in particular, again, the prose is so beautiful. It's the story, how it's woven, the two different time periods. You can't really get ahead of it, which I love. So you're like, wait, what? What? So I just thought it was a masterful book. I absolutely loved it.
And we're adding another one to my TBR list.
Oh, gosh. Another one, this one, which is actually, I do a big book club for Entity Magazine. Our next one is in March. This book, it's a historical book called The Woman They Could Not Silence by Katie Moore. It is about a woman who in 1860, her husband, who was a preacher, was irritated by her questioning his faith, their religion, and the way her children were being raised. And she was just opening up herself as a woman and becoming educated. And he did not like it. So he had her committed to what they used to call, which I'm always fascinated by, insane asylums. basically just by going to some people and saying, you know, she's insane and committing her. And it goes into this deep dive of what it was like back then. This woman obviously was not insane. Her fight to get out. She's lucky she ever did get out. How she was completely isolated. They took her letters. No letters went in and out. But then not only that, what was so amazing about this woman for this time is once she did get out, how she changed things. She went to and changed legislation so that this wouldn't happen to other women, that there had to be safeguards, that you could not just say, my wife or my daughter or any female, basically, is crazy and they need to go away to just get rid of people. So, you know, and I'd never heard of this woman before. So I was so thrilled to see this book. And I think it's so timely, which is why I'm doing it as a book club. We dismiss people, and this, you know, this is so timely with the Britney thing. Oh, she's crazy. Mm-hmm. So all of this can happen to her, or this person's crazy, or, and you know, it's generally said about women. So they're dismissed or they're quieted. So it's I thought it was extremely timely.
Kate Moore does such a good job in that book that you feel, or I felt claustrophobic. I felt anxious. I felt, my gosh, like I was losing my voice, which anyone in my family will tell you is just not plausible. But it's the way it, so she also did that with Radium Girls, because she wrote Radium Girls. And I felt the same thing. Yeah. These women just have their voices just taken, just silenced.
Yeah. And that they, any of them overcame this, which is what it was amazing. I kept, as I was reading it too, it was like, she's not going to get out. How is she going to get out? It's going to be impossible. She, you know,
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Loved it. Another one that I really loved, just culture I knew nothing about. So in Every Mirror She's Black, Lola Akinmaid Åkerström. Mm-hmm. It's about three black women in Sweden, all tied to this one man who's very wealthy. I think he's got a marketing firm. One of the black women is a refugee in that town, and she happens to work in his offices. She cleans. Another woman comes from America who becomes his wife. And it's just these weaving of these three women of different classes. It has a lot to do with race. The other one, another very, to me, super emotional, was Cloud Cuckoo Land. You know, another of these weaving of these stories. You're not quite sure what's going on, but you feel anxiety. There's some kids in a library and how it goes back in time and forth in time, and somebody's in an alien ship. And just what beautiful writing and characters.
And what he does, it's a big book. But I flipped through those pages, and I mean, it didn't take me long to read it. I was flip, just flipping the pages. It was,
I mean, it is some of these books you look at and you're like, oh, that's really big. I mean, I don't, because I'm used to it, but I know, you know, I have friends. It's like, but give it a try, because some of these books just move along. And his definitely was one. Oh, it was another. You just felt for everybody in that book.
It was great.
You know,
Zeno is just, I still think of him, you know, that character. I just still think of him.
Okay. So I have two more. Oh my God, this was so much fun. This is another one. Let me see if I have the name right. Dial A for Aunties.
Yes.
Wasn't that fun?
It was great.
You know, you think, you hear about it. It's this woman who's getting married, and wait, no, she's not. She's a wedding planner, right?
Yeah.
And her aunties come along, and there ends up being a dead body, and they're trying to save the wedding. And she explains it, how these are based on real people, and they talked how they talked, and these were their characters. It was so funny.
So funny.
So charming. Completely believable. I think she just got I think she's the one who just signed some 3 or 5 book deal. Totally deserving. Oh, by Jessie Q. Sutanto.
And her new book is coming out in March, I think, of 2022. So,
okay. So I think my last one is In My Dreams, I Hold a Knife by Ashley Winstead. Oh God, that's another one. These college reunion of 6 or 7 friends. Somebody was murdered a long time ago. They're all reunited, and to see where they're at. And there's so much tension. It's so good. It's, you know, that same, like, somebody wants revenge. a great weaving of characters, and to see that after 10 years from when this murder happened to where they are in life and how that affected them and how all the secrets, you know, come out in this. I thought that was a really another book you just cannot put down. I loved it.
And I just added that one to my TBR list.
Oh my God. That's another one you just kind of read and you go, I'm not going to be able to put it down. Dang it. So I think that was my 10, but really there's just so many. I'm on Goodreads and I've got a billion on there. Well, not quite a billion.
Yeah, but it seems that way. And you get these packages and these, you know, such incredibly wonderful book mail, which is like Christmas every day, birthdays every day. Or
absolutely.
And the other thing I want to add before maybe we talk a little bit about what's on your radar for 2022. I don't know if listeners are aware, but today's guest, Leslie Zemeckis, is the author of three fascinating nonfiction books. And I've just recently started reading one of them called Feuding Fan Dancers, Faith Bacon, Sally Rand, and the Golden Age of the Showgirl. Here's what I love about the book is the piece of history that I had no idea about. I didn't know anything about Faith Bacon. I didn't know about Sally Rand. And what Leslie Zemeckis does is she gives voice to these two women and what was happening at that time. Listen, folks, it's great. Get it from your local library. You can go to your local independent bookstore and order it. It is a terrific book for book clubs. Leslie Zemeckis has also written Behind the Burly Q, the story of burlesque in America, which inspired that incredible documentary of the same name. And then she wrote Goddess of Love Incarnate, the life of striptease Lily Saussure, which also amazing. The amount of research and work that goes into these books is just incredible. So I'm so appreciative that you wrote them and that you brought all of, you know, all of this out there to light. It's just very important, I think, for people to read. And so you've done that. So I'm on behalf of me, I am grateful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything you want to share about what may be on your radar for 2022?
I'm looking forward to The Paris Bookseller by Carrie Bermar.
Yep.
The Good Wife of Bath by Karen Brooks.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you're going to want to know that
one.
Yeah, for sure. I started it. And then Beneath the Stairs.
Oh, you wrote, did you just put that on Instagram?
Yeah. I started, and then I actually had to text her, the author. I was like, oh my God, what a mistake starting this. I'm in a house in the woods by myself, which is where it takes place. It's freaking scary within the first three pages. I was like, oh my God.
You're destroying my TBR list right now. You're just destroying it. In the best possible way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I'll keep it simple. I'll just say those. I have a stack waiting for me at home, which I'm sure I will love. Many of them.
Yeah, not to mention the e-galley. So not only do we get, well, I get the books, but then I also like to read it on my device because I'll either read it on my phone or my Kindle, but then I like having, you know, the galley. And then I'm also really into my audiobooks. And
I keep them in my car. And I was on the freeway here the other day in Italy. And if you know Italy, there's very narrow streets. We were stuck for an hour. I had my audiobook, so I kind of was okay. I was like, oh, thank God.
My goodness, right? Because what do you do if you don't have a signal either? Right? But Leslie Zemeckis, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and the listeners and the patrons of Merrick Library's Top Shelf podcast. I am thrilled that you were here. I hope you'll come back at some point and share with us maybe mid-year. We can talk about what you've read and we can sort of compare notes again because this was a delight for me.
Great.
Love that you're a reader. I love your Instagram posts are amazing. You can follow, I think you're on Instagram as just at Leslie Zemeckis.
Yep. I'm on all the socials just as me.
And then you have a great website, which I love, and that's lesliezemeckis.com. Find her books because that Feuding Fan Dancers is really something.
And they are all on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and everywhere. Yes. Everywhere books are sold, as they say.
Yeah, that is great. So thank you for joining me. Thanks again to your family for allowing me to monopolize your time while you're away. Let us know how Beneath the Stairs is going.
Oh, I will. I'm going to go hide under my stairs with the lights on.
I love that. And maybe now that one just bumped to the top of my list. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I am going to let you go. I appreciate all the time. Listeners, thank you all for joining me today. Remember to follow Top Shelf at Merrick Library on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you find most podcasts. For the latest and the greatest at the Merrick Library, check out our website at merricklibrary.org. Special thanks to Merrick Library Director Dan Chusmere, Assistant Director Diane Bondi, and the Merrick Library Board of Directors for getting us off the ground and onto the airwaves. Until the next time, remember to keep us on your top shelf.